Hello and welcome to the program. We're looking at the subject of the tents and the churches. This is message number three. Today I want to look at the fact that we live in a world of isms. The dictionary says an ism is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by a group. Now, we have all kinds of isms: communism, Marxism, socialism, modernism, Mohammedism, Unitarianism, Catholicism, Nazism, Zionism, and of course now we have our fundamentalism. Fundamentalism is an ism. Very important to understand that. Fundamentalism is an ism. An ism is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by the group. So we're saying, as fundamentalists, we have the authority to say what we are saying. Now, I'm a little bit confused, and you should be too. In the last 50 years, new issues have come to the forefront. Many fundamentalists have taken different positions concerning these issues, and some take no position at all. Now, a partial list of issues. Salvation. Who would ever thought that amongst those people who call themselves fundamentalists, that salvation would become an issue? Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." A lot of fundamentalists believe the damnable heresy that was promoted some years ago by Jack Hiles and Curtis Hudson. You don't need to repent. No, that's an enemy of soul winning. In other words, Jesus didn't know what he was talking about when he said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." God doesn't know what's going on when he said he commands all men everywhere to repent. No, you're not going to get a crowd that way. This is a very, very important issue. Another issue is music. Another one is dress standards. Another one is Calvinism. Subject of separation, and we could look at a lot more. Now, while many fundamentalists continue taking different positions on these issues, it becomes obvious that the word fundamental means many different things to many different people. The term fundamentalism or fundamentalist now raises more questions than it answers. And so, again, let's list here: communism, Marxism, socialism, Mohammedism, I should say modernism, then Mohammedism, and then Unitarianism, Catholicism, Nazism, Zionism, and of course, our fundamentalism. Now, again, we need to understand, we're going to use that term, it is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by the group. So let's compare isms. The world has its socialism. What is that? It is a mixture of communism, Marxism, anarchism, and anything basically contrary to capitalism. Like socialism, we fundamentalists have our own mixture. We have fundamentalism, neo-fundamentalism, pseudo-fundamentalism, militant fundamentalism, and moderate fundamentalism. I've read articles on all of those in the last 25 years. The world has its modernism. What is that? Modernism represents those who modify traditional beliefs according to modern ideas. Since modernism represents the present as opposed to the past, modernism changes every few years. Like modernism, fundamentalism has modified its beliefs to line up with modern ideas. Then we have liberalism. Liberalism represents those who, according to the dictionary, are open to new behavior or opinions and are willing to discard traditional values. Well, like liberalism, many who travel under the banner of fundamentalism are open to new behavior or opinions. Opinions, that's something that has no solid foundation. Oh yeah, okay, we're open to new behavior or opinions while discarding traditional values. Now, a quick look at the history of fundamentalism. Now, we need to understand that if we're going to look at the history of fundamentalism, that term didn't get in the dictionary until the 40s. And it all began at the turn of the century when they printed all those books called the Fundamentals. And so it's very important to understand that John the Baptist wasn't a fundamentalist. Peter, James, and John, none of those disciples, or Jesus, or Paul, none of them were fundamentalists. They couldn't have been. The term hadn't been invented yet. We invented that term after the turn of the 1900s. And so keep that in mind. If we're going to look at the history of fundamentalism, we have to look at it as happening since the term was put in a dictionary. Now, I've been a Christian for over 65 years. During that time, groups that call themselves fundamentalists have come and they have gone. I've watched these different groups form their own core of beliefs concerning what they thought was important. Now, fundamentalists have changed their position on issues such as the King James Bible, music standards, dress standards, separation, and even the subject of repentance. These things were and are being set aside for new modern ideas of fundamentalism. So liberalism and modernism and fundamentalism have a lot in common. Now, the World Congress of Fundamentalists, I remember when they met in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1976. That was 45 years ago. In their resolutions of what they believe, they said, "A fundamentalist maintains an immovable allegiance to the inerrant, infallible, and verbally inspired Bible. A fundamentalist believes that whatever the Bible says is so. A fundamentalist judges all things by the Bible and is judged by the Bible and is judged only by the Bible." Now, someone was preaching in a meeting of people who call themselves fundamentalists, they'd get a lot of amens out of that statement. Wow, that's exactly right. If you had Pentecostal people in the church in the meeting at that time, you had Brethren people, Calvinists, or even some middle-of-the-road Bible-denying evangelists that are on TV, if they were all there, they'd all say amen. Would not fundamentalists, neo-fundamentalists, pseudo-fundamentalists, militant fundamentalists, and modern fundamentalists say everything that they said there at the World Congress of Fundamentalists? They said a fundamentalist maintains an immovable allegiance to the inerrant, infallible, and verbally inspired Bible. What Bible? Today, there are many people running under the banner of fundamentalism using different translations of the Word of God. They said a fundamentalist believes that whatsoever the Bible says is so. Wouldn't every Christian denomination say that? Wouldn't cults say that? Wouldn't Mormons say that? Wouldn't Jehovah's Witnesses say that? They said a fundamentalist judges all things by the Bible and is judged by the Bible and is judged only by the Bible. If all fundamentalists judge all things by the Bible, how is it we have fundamental leaders leading in so many different directions? Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." All truth is all truth. Some fundamentalists believe that repentance is necessary for salvation. Others believe repentance is the enemy of soul winning. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Some fundamentalists promote Calvinism. Others reject it as heresy. Somebody's right, somebody's wrong. Some fundamentalists accept the Bible teaching concerning separation, music standards, and dress standards as taught in the Bible, while others reject all or part of those important truths. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. The Holy Spirit does not have a set of different truths so we can be comfortable with what we want to believe. The Bible said when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. And so what we need to do is quit hollering and screaming about whether we think we're right or not and get on our knees and start asking the Lord, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We got so many people running down so many paths hollering to be a fundamentalist. Is it any wonder people are confused? Well, in our next program, we're going to look again at the tents in the churches. What we want to do is compare these things concerning what God had to say. We need to understand why God responded the way he did concerning Israel. He said, no, don't, they shouldn't have a king. And then he said in 1 Samuel 8, the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee." Very important to understand why he said, go ahead and give them their king. We're going to look at that in our next program. Be sure and tune in. In the meantime, What we need to do is get on up to higher ground. If the ground we're standing on is a, so if we just say, well, I'm a fundamentalist, we need to get up much higher than that. Make this your prayer. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.